This continued question goes on to say, also Ion mentioned we don't know what nutrition is. Could Ion please explain what good nutrition consists of?
Well, that's a great segue. So let's go at it from this way. Everybody running around used to, you had your vitamin to vitamin. Lucille Ball kind of got famous with that. Vitamins. Then it went into minerals. And then it went on into this whole supplement thing. This supplements. And so now there's a whole meme of industry called the supplement industry. Well, that's done. Enough. It ain't doing anybody any good anywhere. So no more supplements. Now what you're going to be able to experience in this new world right here, right now, is the completement industry. No more supplements. Completement.
I like that. I like that.
I mean, it's not a completement. There is no nutrition involved. All right, now, especially for those in the ascension process, this becomes key because once you start balancing the amino acids, the electrolytes, and then your other bodily functions with a healthy dose of those, what are those things you say don't buy, James?
Oh, yeah, James Martinez, RNADrops.com, those. Don't buy those.
That you're not buying those, right? If you have that inclusive in your little portfolio, then what happens is you find this new completement of allowing your body to work within itself and not against your body. So that's why we don't give much effect or affect of nutrition, because if you make it be about nutrition, you may find you don't have enough nutritional values to piss at. So if you get rid of nutrition, then that's not something that you can fall short of. But within a completement, then all of a sudden you have a regimen that allows your body to have all that's required. Now, if we say there's great nutrition in chocolate cake, but everybody says, oh, no, chocolate cake's bad, it's bad. It's got gluten in the chocolate cake. Ooh, it's got sugar in the chocolate. Well, blah, 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 two tears in a bucket. You know where this goes from there. So we say that you'll get your sustenance in the aspect of a completement in finding the things that are delicious to you. Because otherwise, if you do what everybody else says, remember the old days where a glass of wine was good, a glass of wine was bad, a glass of wine would save you, a glass of wine would kill you, on and on and on and on and on. If you get out of all of that mess, then all of a sudden you just get to pick and choose what you desire, and that would be the basic elemental building blocks that your body autonomically is responding to. If you crave tomatoes, then you would probably find yourself, if they were to do a diagnostic test, to find that your body would be craving or desiring or a bit low in the thing called lycopene. So you don't have to know lycopene. If you desire something tomato-y or a tomato or a caprese salad or a moschettio sauce, have that. Problem solved.